Ladies and gentlemen, dear classmates, first of all, congratulations. I congratulate you for having decided to deal with distance education in a scholarly way by having enrolled for this MA course. Today, I welcome you at the beginning of Module 3. This module will address theoretical problems of distance education. At the beginning, I should like to tell you what I mean when referring to theoretical problems in our particular context. We should ask ourselves whether we really know what a theory is before talking about some of its applications in our module. Quite often it is illuminating to go back to the etymology of the word. It was used already in antiquity by philosophers. The Greek verb theorein meant to look upon, to observe, to consider, to contemplate. And the noun theoria meant looking at, looking more closely, observation, consideration, insight, and scientific contemplation. The goal of these activities was to ascertain the truth. This basic understanding of the word is still valid and is underpinning most modern definitions of theory. If we examine present theories, it is easy to see that their general goal is to accomplish an understanding of reality. The possible function of theories can be indicated by stating that they can be basically descriptive, analytically explanatory, and to a certain degree also predictive and prescriptive. A theory is a unit of knowledge which comprises facts, assumptions, and hypotheses. This unit shows how facts can be subordinated to general principles or laws, and how these relate to them. A scientific theory must be consistent with facts. Otherwise, it is mere fiction. Theories can be verified by experiments or by close observation. Usually, theories focus on one selected aspect of the phenomenon under consideration. This means that several or even many theories can be constructed dealing with the same phenomenon. The reason for this is that the originators of theories have different purposes in their mind and are influenced by different epistemologies. Hermeneutics, the scientific explanation and interpretation of texts, pieces of arts, and social phenomena, can help us in developing a theory as well as interpreting their results. The ultimate goal of this module is to make you think yourself about the nature of distance education. The module should inspire you to start contemplating about distance education. You should not be content with only knowing some theories of distance education we intend to discuss. Rather, you should acquire a habit of analyzing distance education in order to learn about its specific character, its essence, its unique new pedagogical possibilities. So far, today, thank you for listening.